I think that's a straightforward question to answer. And if the answer is yes, we've just discovered yet another quote-unquote disease or syndrome they've invented to explain their use of EMF weapons. Quote from Pierre Joseph Proudhon: "An evil, when known, should be condemned and destroyed. The legislator cannot plead ignorance as an excuse for upholding a glaring inequity. Restitution should not be delayed. Justice, recognition of right, reinstatement of the proletaire. When these results are accomplished, then, judges and councils, you may attend to your police and provide a government for the Republic. For the rest, I do not think that a single one of my readers accuses me of knowing how to destroy, but of not knowing how to construct. In demonstrating the principle of equality, I've laid the foundation of the social structure. I've done more. I've given an example of the true method of solving political and legislative problems. Of science itself, I confess that I know nothing more than its principle, and I know of no one at present who can boast of having penetrated deeper. Many people cry, 'Come to me, and I will teach you the truth.' These people mistake for the truth their cherished opinion and ardent conviction, which is usually anything but the truth. The science of society, like all human sciences, will be forever incomplete. The depth and variety of the questions which it embraces are infinite. We hardly know the ABC of this science, as is proved by the fact that we've not yet emerged from the period of systems and have not ceased to put the authority of the majority in the place of facts. A certain philological society decided linguistic questions by a plurality of votes. Our parliamentary debates, were their results less pernicious, would be even more ridiculous. The task of the true publicist in the age in which we live is to close the mouths of quacks and charlatans, and to teach the public to demand demonstrations instead of being contented with symbols and programs. And I comment, Alice, however, has showed us that we don't question that which is a continuation of our childhoods. So the power guys made it their personal business to make certain that they control them, our childhoods, the thoughts we receive as children. But we are in transition. We are waking up. Continuing, before talking of the science itself, it's necessary to ascertain its object and discover its method and principle. The ground must be cleared of the prejudices which encumber it. Such is the mission of the 19th century and of our own, I would add. For my part, I've sworn fidelity to my work of demolition, and I will not cease to pursue the truth through the ruins and rubbish. I hate to see a thing half done, and it will be believed without any assurance of mine that having dared to raise my hand against the holy ark, I shall not rest contented with the removal of the cover. The mysteries of the sanctuary of inequity must be unveiled. The tables of the old alliance broken, and all the objects of the ancient faith thrown in a heap to the swine. A charter has been given to us, a resume of political science, the monument of 20 legislatures, a code has been written, the pride of a conqueror, and the summary of ancient wisdom. Well, of this charter and this code, not one article shall be left standing upon another. The time has come for the wise to choose their course and prepare for reconstruction. But since a destroyed error necessarily implies a counter-truth, I will not finish this treatise without solving the first problem of political science, that which receives the attention of all minds. When property is abolished, what will be the form of society? Will it be communism?